Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, Don Fleming. That was Erykah Badu from the album Baduism, of course, from 1997, Other Side of the Game. Beautiful song about, you know, being in love with someone, you know, in that life. He's dealing, and she's trying to contemplate, you know, she's reconciling, you know, her love for him versus, you know, the life that he lives, he's providing. So, you know, duckery ensues. So, well, I've heard something like that. Again, I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Give me a call. Request lines are open. 646-668-8537. 646-668-8537 for the next 2 hours. Again, I'm jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and hanging out with me. If you can't catch me live, you can go to Facebook on the Solar Records Radio page. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. Check out the playback and let me know what you think. Let's see. I got music on the way. We got some. I got some Sade on the way. I got some Eugene Wild on the way. And I might hook up a little Ollie and Jerry. You guys. Because I've been on this whole break into Electric Boogaloo. See, I have on YouTube, you know, I have premium. I was, you know, with Cobra Kai because I was a big fan of Cobra Kai, of course, Karate Kid, you know. But anyway, they had it on YouTube at first, and I said, let me get premium. So I'll go ahead and pay my little funky $12 a month for it. And for some reason, I didn't, you know, unsubscribe once they moved to Netflix. But the cool thing about YouTube is I don't have to deal with commercials, you know, skipping ads and things like that. So, and the movies, they have free movies that you can watch commercial free. So Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo is one of those movies I can watch. So there's that. So I'm just saying this is one of those things that, you know, when you have like, and now it just seems like, you know, the conversation about cable and, you know, we're canceling our cable provider and we're just going, you know, like Roku or we're just doing like the Netflix and all of that. And a lot of people, you know, it makes sense to some, but I'm old school like that. Every now and then I got to have my cable. I got to have, you know, my DirecTV or whoever my cable provider is at the time or whatever. But, and this isn't a, you know, this isn't a plug or advertisement. I'm just saying. Every now and then I do have Netflix and Amazon Prime and things like that. So, but no, on YouTube, the YouTube movies, you know, I think the Terminator's on there for free. I think Posse, was on there for free. Juice at one time was on YouTube for free. So, but I mean, you still have the luxury of watching it if you don't have premium. It just, you know, during the middle of a scene, an ad might pop up. That gets so annoying to me. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started. I'm a big fan of his music, so it's only fair to play some classic. I call him a classic man because he's just a classic dude. You know, I loved his music. I mean, he had a cool mustache. You know, you can't go wrong with this man. So let me take you back to 1981 and give you a classic from none other than the incomparable George Benson. The name of the song is called Never Give Up on a Good Thing. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records right here.
Every night, Loving, baby, can't get enough. Hot wire is Gemini. All right, let's go cross on fire. When I say hit it, y'all hit it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stellar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Had to take you back, 1993. That was music from the lovely Miss Shanice, of course, Shanice Wilson, better known as Shanice, because you don't really have to say her last name. Of course, that song was from the Meteor Man soundtrack from 1993, It's For You. And quick story, and I got to share this because it was summer of 93, and I just, you know, ended my freshman year of college. And, you know, I just, you know, I crossed my fraternity, all of that stuff, you know. So I was not popular, but I was, you know, I was somewhat okay on campus. But I took, at the time, I took my date to see Meteor Man. And, well, we had a choice. Either we wanted to go see, I think, Minister Society or Meteor Man. So it's kind of like on different scales of the spectrum. Do you want to go see this hardcore, you know, this, or you want to go see like a nice little superhero movie? It's a black superhero. Let's go see it. And we went to go see it, and I enjoyed it. She looked at me, and she was just like, don't ever. We're going to go. We should have went to go see Minister Society. And I'm like, oh, just hurt my feelings like that. Because I'm, you know, I was still in, you know, my black nerd phase too. You know, and I like Minister Society. I just didn't want to go that week because, you know, it was in, you know, that's around the time folks started acting a fool watching these movies, you know, and things might happen and, you know, you might catch a stray bullet. I'm just saying. But I said, okay, let's go see Meteor Man. And she said she liked it, and it's just like, don't ever take me to see this movie again. But it's a great movie. It is a cult classic. I consider it a cult classic because number one, it was an all-star cast. You had Robert Guillaume. You had Bill Cosby. You had Eddie Griffin, Marla Gibbs. James Earl Jones, Don Cheadle, Luther Vandross was in the movie. God, oh my God, who? Another Bad Creation, Big Daddy Kane. It was just a star-studded cast, and you know, and it had of course Cypress Hill and Naughty by Nature, and they was like these rival gangs, but it was just a great movie to me because you know. I knew about Black Panther. I knew about the comics and yada, 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 but you didn't really get to see that, you know, in the early 90s. So, you know, seeing Robert Townsend and what he did, you know, I said, look, even if I didn't like the movie, I just wanted to go support it and see it and just show my appreciation because, hey, I did not see like that representation of a, you know, superhero on the big screen like that. So, I convinced my date, hey, let's go see this, but I never saw her again. Never saw her again, and I'm a little sad, but you know, it's all good. It's all good. Of course, Shanice, It's For You from 1993. Before that, from 1987, the lovely, the late great Miss Natalie Cole, lovely Natalie Cole, of course, Jumpstart My Heart, and of course, started off the block from 1981, Mr. Mustache himself. I love. He had that thin mustache, cool brother, Mr. George Benson, Never Give Up on a Good Thing. And you know what? I don't want to give up on a good thing because I want to keep this music going because I love this woman. And no one can say anything bad about it. It's kind of like Miss Jenkins. You can't say anything bad about Miss Jenkins because we all love some Miss Jenkins. So. It's a In Living Color reference. I don't know if you guys know about that. I'm just saying. I'm just a big fan. But anyway, let's go ahead and play some classic Sade, of course, from the album Diamond Life, one of my all-time favorites from her. This is called Hold On to Your Love. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. Listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming. Of course, that is the lovely, actually, the lovely Jones Girls, of course, Jones Sisters, of course, right out of Detroit. Of course, a little Philly music, you know, a little Philly soul, Philly, Detroit Philly, Motown Philly, you know, that's Who Can I Run To from 1979. What a beautiful song. Of course, Shirley Jones, we had her on the show a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact. And I have my partner here, Wardell. What's up, man?
Philly. Your partner from Philly.
Philly.
There's a lot of Philly.
Yeah, my partner. Yeah,
right,
you're
now
from Philly. I had to hook that up,
looking
man.
For...
Of course. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. See what you got to say.
No. Finish what you got to say. We got a little delay, guys, so bear with us. Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking you making me, you playing those songs and you talk about Philly. And you making me think about Philly cheesesteak. So stop it. I'm craving home. I want to go home. Lord.
Well,
but I'm in Texas.
Well, technically.
And they don't have anything like
technically,
that.
They're from Detroit, though. I'm just, you know, if that's any consolation. You know.
No.
So.
Just the word Philly.
I know, but of course, hey, Philly International, man. Of course, I call them the first ladies of Motown Philly. Of course, Shirley Jones, again, a friend to the show. We had her on a couple of years back. She was just an amazing lady. I think, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of the newer generation kind of got a feel of her music through, I think, D-Nice's Club Quarantine during the pandemic, so a lot of kids are downloading Jones Girls music, man, and of course there's that resurge, and that's the beauty of just good music, man, and I say this, and I sound like a broken record when I say this, it withstands the test of time, and, you know, having an outlet like that, especially during a pandemic, you know, and playing her music, giving a shout out to her, and you know, kids are like, wait a minute, didn't Escape did this song? So a lot of folks were like, no, Escape remade it, but you got to go back to the originator. So a lot of the kids go down that rabbit hole and just find all of that great music. And again, the Jones Girls was no exception to that rule. So again, rest in peace to her sisters, Brenda Jones and Valerie Jones. Of course, Shirley still out there doing it, out there in Georgia, having just kicking it, just, you know, living her best life right now. So shout out to Miss Shirley Jones. Got to get her back on the show too, man.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. I enjoyed the interview, and you know, I thought that was a great interview you did with her, and so let's do it again, man. Love it, love it.
Got to, man. Let me go ahead and do this recap. Before that, before I played the Jones Girls from 1984, I played New Edition. I'm Leaving You Again, one of my all-time favorites from that album. Of course, started off the block from that same year, 1984, from album Diamond Life, the lovely Miss Sade. Hang On to Your Love. I had to hook up a little Sade. I had to put that in the system, man. I'm sorry, man. I know I'm flooding your board, man, with all of my music, man. But I had to hook up a little Sade. So I kind of kept the show mellow. We got an hour, 16 minutes left of the show. I haven't really just played just too much fast stuff, too much up tempo. I think I played Natalie Cole and Shanice earlier, but man, I kind of kept it mellow, man. And I'm so excited because we're going to have Blue Magic on the show. And man, can you talk a little bit about that? What you know right now? When are they going to kick it with us, man?
Next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. And so, we're going to have a good time. This is 50 years for them that they've been doing it. You talk about a career. Man, that's what I'm talking about. So very proud of those brothers. And they've been here before with us. And so they wanted to come back on and chop it up with us again and just kind of give us an update. They were in Philly yesterday recording and stuff. It's crazy, man. I love those kind of careers. They just keep on going, right? What are you stopping for? Right? If you can still do it, keep doing it. You know, if you can still do it, keep doing it. I hear so many young people talking about, oh, yeah, I'm retiring after this. And then next thing you know, next year or two, they're right back. Start talking about you retiring. What are you retiring for? You're so young, you get tired of being retired. You're too young to retire.
You're silly.
You know, these people in their 70s are still out there doing their thing. And so that's what I like about old school, man, because they really love what they do. And it shows on stage. It shows in their records. And, and then when they do their interviews, I mean, they're so humble and they're willing to come down. And, you know, like when we had Benjamin Wright on yesterday, I mean, this guy is like he's a star.
What a show. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that was a great show.
Yeah, and to get him on, I mean, that was big, man. He had the other people that you would think are celebrities and stars, had them tearing up because they were so grateful, to be, in the same setting with him and talking with him about his career. I mean, I was looking at his discography and I was like, looking at, okay, now who do you work with? And by the end, about maybe 10, 15 minutes in, I went, who hasn't he worked with? This guy has worked with everybody around the globe. It's just ridiculous. So, we're grateful for, artists like that just, they're still giving it. He's 75 years old and still out there, still doing contracts and still doing music. So, I love it, and I look forward to that. I look forward to that.
I love the part where you talked about, of course, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson, of course, from his Off the Wall album, just the strings on that song. And I love the way that he broke that down, man. And of course, you had Steven on and Ricky called in. I just listened. And that was just the beauty of it. I just enjoyed it, man, because I was on the road and I couldn't, jump in. But I just had a great time just listening, and I appreciate to just just take in all of that knowledge, man. That was a heck of a show yesterday.
Yeah, we that was a blessing, man, and I like it because that feeling that happens, it doesn't happen all the time, and so I'm just very grateful, man. I thank him for coming on and just blessing us right where we were. That was great.
Wow. Well, hey, Solar. Guys, again, Solar. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, and he talked about Blue Magic, so it's only fair to give you a classic from the legendary Blue Magic. This is called Spell. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
just can't get motion together. I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you. just feel so weak. No one knows the pain I see when I'm all alone. Now that you're gone.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Fights Jr. I gave you in this block classic 70s slow jams. Of course, I gave you two Phillies and a Detroit. Detroit, what I just played, of course, music from Enchantment. Of course, that is It's You That I Need, classic Enchantment. I love that. One of my all-time favorite slow jams. Of course, before that, giving you a little Philly soul. Actually, by way of Kansas City, music from Bloodstone from 1973, Natural High. Of course, we lost lead singer Charles McCormick back in April, the lead singer of Bloodstone, 75 years old brother. Definitely legacy. Music will definitely live on. Of course, rest in peace to Charles McCormick. Of course, started off the block, 1974, Spell, by the group Blue Magic. And of course, they're going to be hanging with us next Wednesday on the show, man. Again, I gave you two Phillies in the Detroit. What did you think about that, man?
I love it, man. And I'm glad I'm hanging out with you tonight. You do it well. And
likewise.
You surprised me because you play that, you know, back in my time, you know, you're in my time zone, brother. and I'm loving it.
I'm a 70s baby, so I was around that. You know, I was around that music. I couldn't get away from it if I wanted to. So it had a lasting effect on me. And the beauty of, you know, when you hear those stories of, you know, my uncles, you know, in Detroit, actually singing on street corners, doo-wopping on street corners. You hear that. You know, I've had, you know, my own family used to do that. And you know, it's just something that resonates to me when it comes to, you know, the correlation of good music. It kind of takes me back to that time. And, of course, man, you can't go wrong with Philly and Detroit. Two Phillies and Detroit in this three-song block. So I had to hook it up, man. But I want to speed it up, if it's okay with you. I will put you on the spot. You got a song, man. Are you on the board?
I could be on the board. Yeah, 2 seconds. I'm sitting right next to the board. I'm right here next to the board.
So. I can't. It wouldn't be fair to bring my partner in to come in and just do a whole block, because that means I'm about to eat. No, actually, I just ate. So,
yes, that's what it means. That's exactly what it means.
No. I just want to.
Don. Come on.
No. I ate about two hours ago, so I'm good. I'm a full stomach. I was joking. But please, floor is yours. The selection is yours.
Well,
I mean, you got this.
I
want to
play something. This is really different. This is something really different. This is a song by Lakeside, right? And this is a song that our special guest yesterday, Benjamin Wright. He conducted, he did the music, he orchestrated the music on this record for Lakeside. That's why Steve Shockley called in, because he said, man, when he started doing, when I heard the strings on our song that he was in, the horns and all that stuff, he said, I had to go outside because tears start coming out of my eyes. It's like, man, this guy, he is just taking my song to another level. So I want to play this song by Lakeside. It's called Alibi. I never heard it before.
It's Your World. It's Your World.
Yeah, so what's the album called when they dress up like gangsters? What's that album?
That's the Untouchables album.
There you go. And so this song is from that album. And so I'm going to do this block. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks, Don Fleming, for giving me the opportunity. Here we go on Solar Records Radio.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. can I tell her that she might understand
why does a man so in love bad enough so thin when he could never win in the
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I don't know what happened, but I pushed another song, and it just didn't go. And it's all good because it gave me an opportunity to come right here and to find another beautiful song for you. I hope you guys are good and all is well. It is time. Let's pick it up a little bit on Solar Records Radio with one of my favorite groups, The Whisperers.
Here's the rock. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like
Now that's a beautiful, beautiful song. Oh man, that's the Four Seasons.
Frankie Valli, you went back.
Dude, did I go back? And I love it. Yes, yes, I love it. I love going down memory lane. I was just a little kid. And I heard that song on TV shows and stuff. And I'm quite sure just like it makes me feel good. And you know, it's like I can't take my eyes off of you. You're too good to be true. I mean, this guy is like falling in love. And, you know, a lot of times we start falling like that when we feel like, you know, like we've been blessed all of a sudden out of nowhere. We were lonely or sad or been hurt by someone, and then all of a sudden somebody comes and they validate you. They make you feel like you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worth something. You have value, and it's like, whoa, you're too good to be true. Where did you come from? You know, I love it when I can hear, you know, someone feeling that way, because it's important that we have our integrity so that we could be the best that we can be in life and stuff. But when we're beat up and we're down, it's hard for us to do our best. So it's good to hear, you know, when someone's so excited like that about another person that came in and blessed them. And the song before that, it was the song In the Raw by the Whispers, and I played
the
raw on that one. Yeah, and that was one of my favorite songs to play drums on for the Whispers. And I get to hear my friend who plays with the Whispers on tour. He gets to enjoy playing it over and over and over. And I go, I'm jealous, but I'm not jealous, but I'm jealous. Because, you know, I want to be... You know, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm the one who created that part. Let me get up there and play it. But, you know, he does such an amazing job. I'm just really, happy for him. And he loves being on the road and playing behind the Whispers. And so, anyway, so, and then you, who started the block off, me or you?
You played Alibi.
Lakeside. Alibi by the Whispers. Yeah, Lakeside, I mean. Yeah, now that song, Steve Shockley wrote a beautiful, beautiful song. And Steve Shockley said to me that, you know, Lakeside was not supposed to be a funk group. Lakeside was supposed to be like a singing group. And so he said, but, you know, Dick Griffey had other things in mind, and it worked out good for them. But, you know, they were, you know, thinking they were going to be like the Temptations and stuff like that. So Steve wrote. He wrote most of the ballads for them because he was always writing love songs and stuff like that. So so that Alibi is one of his songs, and he shared that with me yesterday. So yesterday was the first time I heard it, and so I'm glad that you gave me the opportunity to play it again. So there you go.
Oh man,
I turn it back over to you. I know you've been busy.
Well, hey, great blog, man. You know. We got about another 34 minutes left of the show. Man, you know what? Time seems to just fly by. We only got 34 minutes left of the show, but let's go ahead and get back to some music, man. This is one of my all-time favorites. I know After 7 remade it in 92, but I want to always go back to the original. I want to take you back 1969, early 1970. This is the original by... The Originals. It's called Baby I'm For Real. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby. How much I wanna be your only man. Oh baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I want to talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real. But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Ooh. Baby, I'm the
Yes, that is music from the Manhattans, yes, from 1983. Crazy. I love that, love that. Shout out to Gerald Austin, man. He's a friend of the show. Had him on the show about a few months back, man. So I love the Manhattans. Big jam right there. Before that, from 1984, music from Eugene Wild, Gotta Get You Home. Of course, started off the block from 1969. Music from the originals, Baby I'm For Real, written by Marvin Gaye, and at the time, his wife Anna Gaye wrote this beautiful song and gave it to the originals. Of course, Motown classic. What an amazing song. And remade by After Seven, if I'm not mistaken, Michael McDonald remade the song. So a beautiful song from 1969. Can you just, oh, my God. You know, I usually do the 70s, but 1969, that's dang near close. But that's a beautiful song, man. I love that. Love that. 19 minutes left of the show, man. And Wardell, I had to hook that up. That original. That was just one of those songs that was on my mind today, and I said, "Dang, do you have it in your stash? I gotta find it. Let me find it and upload it." And I had to play that, man. I love that. Go ahead.
I wonder whatever happened to Michael McDonald.
I just play Doobie Brothers, man.
I haven't seen him in a long time, or heard from him in
He still performs, man. As a matter of fact, I know him and Kenny Loggins a few years back did a song for all you kids, all the, like the new school stuff. He was on a Thundercat. He was featured on a Thundercat song, and it's an amazing song. Matter of fact, I will post it on the page. Today, but yeah, man, Michael McDonald, he's still out there doing it, man. You know, with that voice. What he says, but he jamming.
Like James Brown, no, have no idea. It's all about the feel. It's all about the feel. like James Brown said, I feel good. That's all it matters. You know, I'm black and I'm proud. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Get on the good foot. That's it.
Get on the good foot.
Yeah. I have a request. There's.
Go ahead.
You got me in the mood for this song, listening to these other songs, and so I want to know if I could play one more song before we get out of here.
Man, knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. This is the floor is yours, man.
Well, yes. All right. So, this song, you know, it's a great song. I love this group, and they're still getting busy, man. Tower Power is the name of the group, and man, have you seen them lately on YouTube? Don, no, he's not there anymore. He left me in the
No. I'm here. No, I accidentally hit the button. No, I love Tower Power. That's straight up Bay music.
Oh man,
Oakland, California,
have you seen
baby.
On YouTube. Yeah,
no,
I know that's. Oh man, you gotta go to YouTube and type the name in, man. They have a new lead singer and this guy, and they are just having a great time. What a gig. That's a wonderful gig. It's a great workout as a musician because they are busy. Woo! Lord have mercy. I love those horns, too. So anyway,
you know I'm partial. I mean, hey, the new guy, I know I was going to say the new guy, hey, I'm sure he's soulful. You know, I always got to go back to Lenny, you know, back into the old 1973, 72, what is hip, you know, so very hard to go when he had that pimp hat. Ain't nothing.
Lord. But you know, so Tower Power, Tower Power was a group, right? It wasn't Lenny Williams and Tower Power.
No.
He was just part of it. Yeah, he was just part
of
the group.
Tower Power,
and he had some great. Yeah. And so this other guy, I mean, they still have all the other members in it. Then this other guy comes and he brings great energy. You have to just check it out. And then, and that's when you listen to it, then we can talk about it, okay? Because I want you to hear this guy. He's really good.
Sure.
And Lenny Williams is my friend, so I would never say anything to, you know, disrespect him. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so here we go, guys. Tower Power here on Solar Records Radio. I'm Fleming Wardell Potts. You are still a young man.
once again. Ooh, just begging you, please, darling.
Classic San Francisco, Oakland music. That's some classic Bay music, man. I love that.
I'm sorry about that.
Love that.
Love it, love it, love it.
What's that?
Anyway, that was a great song. Wow, wow. Out of the blue. Your music went off, man. My bad. But anyway, I just want to say
thank you,
John. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that was great. I enjoyed the show. And, it's dinner time. It's dinner time.
Like I said, I already ate. Exactly. I ate a couple hours ago, so I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You'll be eating in a couple hours.
Whatever. Whatever. Got about another 8 minutes left of this show, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. But Fred and I, we'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., because it is kicking off a Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy from Solar Records, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, from 3 to 5 p.m. or so. You never know who's going to call in unless Wardell already knows. Who's calling in, Wardell?
No, I'm trying to get Leon. I've been chasing Leon Silvers for the longest. So,
man, you got to get Steve back on, more. Man. You got to get Steve back on. I love his voice, man. He's got like a...
Yeah,
I don't know. He's got like... He's got a voice that's, you know, very distinctive.
Yeah, yeah, he
Stephen
does.
Stephen Shockley.
Yes, he's the man. He's the man.
Oh,
sounds good,
he
man.
Is. He is, man. And I appreciate you hooking up that Alibi song, man. I haven't heard that song since. I haven't heard that song in years. Like I said, my uncle had that Untouchables album, and I used to play the crap out of it. I mean, really, I love that album. Raid is my song, Real Love is my song, and man, I hate to say this, you know, because it's radio, but I dang near forgot about Alibi. Alibi was the jam.
There you go. That's awesome, man.
Man.
Yeah, I love the song. It's a great song, and that's the first time for me. So, yesterday, so.
Really?
You know, it's kind of...
Wow.
Yeah, I probably heard it before, but I don't remember. So it might be like being the first time again. And now I can't get enough of it. I keep playing it over and over.
Hey, it's all good. I might have to steal that and rewrite it and put that in my stash, man. But no. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to have an archive show of our brother, of course, the late, great Goldie Mac, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapshack. So check it out. Check out an encore show tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, want to remind you, tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., celebrating the legacy of Solar, the music, the artists, just the memories, and myself, and, of course, the man himself, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., is going to hang out and do what he do, play all things Solar for a couple of hours. And then, of course, Saturday, jumping the gun a little bit, but I'm going to say it. Of course, Solar wants to dance. Are you going to do the hour or the hour and a half? You never know with Wardell, just how he feels.
I think we're doing an hour. I'm not sure. I have a situation going on. So, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. It's all good. But it's a workout. I got to get my workout in. So, But anyway, God bless you guys. And thank you, Don, again, for giving me the opportunity to hang out with you. And
no problem, man. Well, hey, it's all good. We are out, man. Thank you guys for tuning in again. Thank you for supporting Solar Records Radio. Going to close out a little Ollie and Jerry, as I promised from the beginning of the show. From the Breaking soundtrack. It's called There's No Stopping Us. Again, I'm Don Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts. We'll see you guys tomorrow celebrating the legacy of Solar. Until then, have a great night.
Right.